Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of, yes, it is the Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour. You know, there are some movies where the movie soundtracks just mesmerise you. Now, this week I'm doing a film called Cinema Paradiso. Now, this is an Italian film, and it literally, New Paradise Cinema is what it meant. It came out in 1988. It's coming of age, dramatically made film, written and directed by Giuseppe Donatore. Now, set in a small Sicilian town, the film centres on the friendship between a young boy and an ageing projectionist who works at the titular movie theatre.
Alfredo!
Cessi!
Puoi partire.
This film score was composed by Ennio Morricone and his son Andrea, marking the beginning of a collaboration between Tematori and Morricone that lasted until Morricone's death in 2020. Well, credited with revitalizing Italy's film industry, Cinema Paradiso has been cited as one of the greatest films of all time and a world cinema classic. The ending is considered among the greatest endings in movie history. It was a commercial success and won several awards, including the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film and the Cannes Film Festival Grand Prix. It was nominated for 11 BAFTA Awards and won 5, including Best Actor for Philippe Nollet, Best Supporting Actor for Salvatore Cassio, and Best Original Screenplay and Best Foreign Language Film, a record for a foreign language feature until it was broken by All Quiet on the Western Front in 2023. The music now starts, and enjoy. And we heard the opening there of a montage of the music, because really the trailer is basically that. Here we go. the main theme from the movie Cinema Paradiso, and we're going to go into what we call the maturity, and also we're going to be hearing the love theme coming up in just a few moments, and childhood and manhood. Well, in 1988, Rome, Salvatore De Vita, a famous film director, returns home late one evening where his girlfriend sleepily tells him that his mother called to say someone named Alfredo has died. Well, Salvatore shies from committing relationships and has not been in his home village of Giancaldo in Sicily for 30 years. Well, as his girlfriend asks him who Alfredo was, Salvatore is not able to fall asleep and flashes back to his childhood. Beautiful music from the movie Cinema Paradiso is continue the plot. A few years after World War II, 8-year-old Salvatore is a mischievous, intelligent son of a war widow. Nicknamed Toto, he discovers a love for films and spends every free moment at the local movie house, Cinema Paradiso. Although they initially start on tense terms, he develops a friendship with the middle-aged projectionist, Alfredo, who often lets him watch movies from the projection booth.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
You're listening to the music from the movie Cinema Paradiso as we continue with another montage of great tracks coming up shortly. Well, during the shows, this is watching in the cinema, the audience can be heard booing because they are missing sections, causing the film to suddenly jump, bypassing scenes with romantic kisses or embraces. The local priest, the owner of the cinema, had ordered these sections to be censored, and the deleted scenes are cut from the film reels by Alfredo and piled on the projection room floor, where Alfredo keeps them until he can splice them back in for the film to be sent to the next town. Well, we continue now. Well, Alfredo eventually teaches Salvatore how to operate the film projector. One day, Cinema Paradiso catches fire as Alfredo is projecting a film after hours on the wall of a nearby house. Salvatore saves Alfredo's life, but not before a reel of nitrate film explodes in Alfredo's face, leaving him permanently blind. Well, the movie house is rebuilt by the town's citizens using his winnings from a football lottery. Salvatore, still a child, is hired as the new projectionist, as one he knows how to run the machines. And here is the song. This is Toto and Alfredo as we continue the music from the film Cinema Paradiso. was after the destruction, the extended version. Well, about a decade later, Salvatore, now in high school, is still operating the projector at the Nuevo Cinema Paradiso. His relationship with the blind Alfredo has strengthened, and Salvatore often looks to him for help. Advice that Alfredo often dispenses by quoting classic films. Well, Salvatore has been experimenting with filming using a home movie camera, doing this has met and captured on film a girl named Elena Mondola, the daughter of a wealthy banker, and has fallen in love with her. Well, Salvatore woos and wins Elena's heart, only to lose her due to her father's disapproval. Well, here's the love tune and more from the movie Cinema Paradiso.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Well, as Elena and her family move away, Salvatore leaves town for compulsory military service. His attempts to write to Elena are fruitless. His letters are returned as undeliverable. Upon his return from the military, Alfredo urges Salvatore to leave Giancarlo permanently, counseling that the town is too small for Salvatore to ever find his dreams. Moreover, the old man tells him once Salvatore leaves, he must pursue his destiny wholeheartedly, never looking back and never returning. Even to visit, he must never give in to nostalgia or even write or think about them. They tearfully embrace and Salvatore leaves to pursue his future as a filmmaker. Thank you.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to the music from the movie Cinema Paradiso. And I should have probably played this a bit earlier, but this is the bicycle theme. It's quite short as well. But it occurs when they have to sort of transfer one of the reels of film to the cinema in another town because they didn't get two sets sent to them. It's quite amusing. That was the bicycle theme as we continue the music and also the plot of the film Cinema Paradiso. Well, back in the present, Salvatore realizes that he's very satisfied with his life from a professional point of view, but not from a personal one. So decides to return home to attend Alfredo's funeral. Though the town has changed greatly, as we always know, it now understands why Alfredo thought it was important that he leave. Alfredo's widow tells him that the old man followed Salvatore's successes with pride, and he left with him something, an unlabeled film reel and the old stool that Salvatore once stood on to operate the projector. Salvatore learns that Cinema Paradiso is to be demolished to make way for a parking lot. Well, at the funeral, he recognizes the face of many people who attended the cinema when he was the projectionist. It concludes our film today, Cinema Paradiso. I hope you enjoyed the music. Well, finally, Salvatore turns to Rome, where he watches Alfredo's reel and discovers that it comprises all the romantic scenes that the priest had ordered Alfredo to cut from the movies. Alfredo had spliced every kiss together to form a single reel. Toto comes to peace with his past, smiling with tears in his eyes. Thank you. The music of Cinema Paradiso, where the film exists in multiple versions. It was originally released in Italy at 155 minutes, but poor box office performances in the native country led it to being shortened to 124 minutes for international release. In that form, it was successful. With the international film version won special jury prize at the 1989 Cannes Film Festival and the 1989 Best Foreign Language Film Oscar. In 2002, the director's cut, a 173-minute version, was released, which I've watched recently. It's fantastic. Known in the US as Cinema Paradiso, the new version, which I don't like the title of, although this was the original work, used as the film's premiere at the Europe Cinema Festival in the 29th of September 1988 in Bali. Well, in the 173-minute version of the film, after the funeral, Salvatore notices an adolescent girl who resembles the teenage Elena. He follows as she rides a scooter to her home, which allows Salvatore to contact his long-lost love, Elena, who is revealed to be the girl's mother. While Salvatore calls her in hopes of rekindling their romance, she actually rejects him, but later reconsiders and goes to see Salvatore, who was contemplating his rejection at the favourite location from their early years. Well, their meeting ultimately leads to a lovemaking session in her car. He learns that she had married an acquaintance from his school years who became a local politician of modest means. Afterwards, feeling cheated, he strives to rekindle their romance, and while she clearly wishes it were possible, she rejects his entreaties, choosing to remain with her family and leave their romance in the past. Well, during their evening together, a frustrated Salvatore asks Elena why she never contacted him or left word or where her family was moving to. He learns that the reason they lost touch is because Alfredo asked her not to see him again, fearing that Salvatore's romantic fulfillment would only destroy what Alfredo sees as Salvatore's destiny to be successful in the cinema world. Alfredo tried to convince her that she loved Salvatore, that she should leave him for his own good. Well, Elena explains to Salvatore that against Alfredo's instructions, she had secretly left a note with an address where she could be reached and a promise of undying love and loyalty. Salvatore realizes that he never found that note and thus lost his true love for more than 30 years. Well, the next morning, Salvatore returns to the decaying Cinema Paradiso and frantically searches through the piles of old film invoices pinned to the wall of the projection booth. There, on the reverse side of one of the dockets, he finds the handwritten note Elena had left 30 years earlier. The film ends with Salvatore returning to Rome and with teary eyes viewing the film reel that Alfredo left. That's a great story. It's a great film, and I do highly recommend it. As always, thanks to my colleagues, Eamon and Manny, for helping me put the program together. And we'll join you next time with another featured score here on The Director's Cut.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.